Let's do this. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Sure. Timothée Chalamet is officially done pretending he does not know how good he is.
I'm really in pursuit of greatness. I know people don't usually talk like that, but I want to be one of the greats. I'm inspired by the greats, and I want to be up there.
I don't want to shy away from that pride. I know pride's like a deadly sin and all that, but I'm just so proud of the work I've been able to put in. I was here 12 years ago with Homeland, and I was here calling by your name, Beautiful Boy, and each time my table kept inching closer to the front, and no, I'm really grateful.
He's been name-checking legends like Daniel Day-Lewis and Marlon Brando, and with early buzz saying Marty Supreme might be his best performance yet, Hollywood is starting to think he might be right. Physicality was one of the challenges that Simu Liu faced in his new streaming series, The Copenhagen Test, premiering Saturday on Peacock. Liu is 36. He plays Alexander Hale, an intelligence analyst who gets thrown into field work when his brain is hacked by covert operatives. That sounds weird. It's official. They've run out of musicians, so it's time for tribute band fake biopics. Whatever. Song Sung Blue, I've told you about it. It's in theaters. It had Neil Diamond fans walking out yesterday, though, because they didn't bother to watch the trailer, and they thought it was a biopic about the singer, and it is not, people. Billy Ray Cyrus is feeling sentimental heading into the holidays. Oh.
Don't you ever say
So he shared a throwback photo with his baby girl, Miley Cyrus, from the set of Hannah Montana, saying those memories and the music still hit home.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Sorry, I had to throw that part in there. The show's 20th anniversary is coming up in 2026, and Miley has teased a celebration after becoming the youngest Disney legend ever. It's clear Hannah Montana nostalgia is not going anywhere. Ask my baby girl. She'd tell you. We love us some Hannah Montana. Stars released a new 90-second teaser for the upcoming 8th and final season of its time travel romance Outlander. It stars Sam Heughan and Catriona Balfi, I think is how you say her name. Anyway, the last season will premiere on March the 6th. Best-selling author Craig Johnson released a new Sheriff Walt Longmire Christmas story, Sense of the Season, yesterday. And in keeping with his Yuletide tradition, Johnson posted the holiday story on his social media. Longmire was a show that I think it ran from like 2017 to 2022. I'm not really sure. That was a great show, though. It was awesome. Anyway, all right, so we got a dirt alert. So Diddy is trying to get out of prison early, y'all.
We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, his lawyers are going straight to a federal appeals court. They're arguing the judge who sentenced him was way too harsh, saying Diddy got more than 4 years for prostitution-related charges that usually carry much lighter sentences. His legal team claims the judge let testimony from charges Diddy was actually acquitted of influence the punishment anyway. Prosecutors, though, say the sentence reflects serious abuse and power dynamics described by former girlfriends in court. For now, Diddy stays locked up in New Jersey while the appeals court decides if he gets a break or stays put until at least 2028. Please keep this man put. Keep him put. Put him behind bars. Keep put. Just saying. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I feel like I should say Merry Christmas, but that just doesn't feel like it does it. You know, I feel like it needs something just a little bit more.
What can I say except you're welcome?